for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yes, yes, y'all. Here we go. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
And we are here live and direct.
Yes, yes, y'all.
On a cold fucking day in New York City. I know you're in Wakanda. But up
it's
here,
cold. It's cold in Wakanda.
It's cold in Wakanda.
Yes, sir. It's 32 degrees right now, and the wind blowing.
Yeah, so the hawk is out.
It's about to be 23.
Oh wow! It's gonna be 23 tomorrow.
Tonight.
Oh yeah, yeah. We've got to get something like that. It's like 38 or something like that out here. But it's crispy. It's starting to feel like winter. You know what I mean?
Y'all doing good at 38.
I mean, that was the high. You know, I mean, we're gonna get frosty. Trust, it's not a game out here. Get your long johns ready in a little bit.
Fred G. Sanford's.
Yeah, man. Oh shit, what's cracking with you, man? How you doing?
Oh man, everything's good, man. Just focused, locked down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Interesting thing, you know, feeling the momentum, the speed of your reaction time, you know what I'm saying? Increase, you know what I mean?
Okay, what you just reacting to?
No, just daily repetition. Reacting to opportunities, reacting to to business, you know what I'm saying? Just your reactions to making shit happen, you know what I mean?
Okay.
They always be like, you know, the time in between the idea and the executions determine how, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to be able to make it pop, you know? So just trying to shrink that time between the ideas and execution. And that's, you know, when you got to deliver something every day.
Yeah.
It helps in that process.
A deadline.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, deadlines every day, you know what I mean? Wake up to it.
Yeah.
You know, go home to it. So it's like in your regular, in my regular business, that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you running your own shop and, you know, you only delivering maybe once a week. You know, you put large gaps in between your timing sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
So I needed something to kind of jumpstart my execution on speed.
That's good to hear, man. I just executed on the deadline I set up about 3 months ago. Took me a minute, but I got to it, and you feel good. You feel good. You're like, oh shit, I could wipe this off the whiteboard. You know?
Right.
So it feels good. I feel you on that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ah shit. So that's what's up, man. I seen the show. I seen the latest episode, man. I fuck with it, man. Yeah, I saw the latest episode on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
I saw the joint. They were talking about I like the breakdown they did about ASAP Rocky possibly going back to Sweden.
Yeah,
I don't understand what that's about. I mean, I guess it's about the bag, but
what you mean? Like he did his time. You know what I'm saying? They gave him time served.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He got a bag, and he probably gonna ask for extra on the bag.
I'm sure he gonna ask for it all.
It is a total political, you know what I'm saying, firestorm if something go wrong. Because, you know, shit, the president got involved with his case. You understand?
Yes, so, and but that's my point. That's my point. I mean, I honestly think it's gonna be an easy breezy, you know, you're gonna have a police escort. But then there's the conspiracy part of me that's like, this could be one elaborate booby trap because as I recall, the president, he ain't have enough juice to get ASAP out Sweden. Sweden let ASAP go when they was ready to let ASAP go. And I think he owed him a couple dollars still. Something might be something light, but I think they owe him a couple dollars. Now, obviously, I don't think that they are that petty, but I don't know much about Sweden sensibility-wise. So this could be a global show of pettiness. Just to shit on a motherfucker. That'd be the worst.
Wow.
Because the fucked up shit is, you know, the barbershop empathy ain't going to be there. Niggas is going to be like, he should have known better.
Well, no doubt. He got no empathy in the streets regardless.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Just because he said he didn't care about what the black issues and stuff. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't call him when it's time to talk about the black issues. He live in Soho.
Yeah, you know what
I'm saying? So the sweet people, those his friends, man. So he ain't gonna have no sympathy.
We gonna see what happened with the Swedes. But
I think, you know what I'm saying, it's a bag, you know what I'm saying? I think that it's probably been well vetted. It probably was something that he was gonna do anyway before all that happened. And the stakes are higher, so he probably got an extra zero on the bag or something.
I hope it's a crazy bag. I mean, I would imagine the bag's got to be stupid. Just, I don't think I'd do it. I don't really. I mean, the upside, that bag got to be crazy because that's the only upside I see. That's really the only upside I see. I'm cool. I took that shit all the way off the travel schedule.
The upside is, like, I mean, not only just the bag. It's like, look, we've been talking about it. It's a month out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we started talking about it a month away from the show, so the PR value of it is exponential.
We'll see. This would be the best heist ever. That shit would be crazy. Plot twist. Sorry, bro. Oh, man. Damn, ASAP going again. Anyway, we'll see what happens. But yeah, man, I like the show, man. It was cool. That's the episode I saw. They were talking about that. They were talking about Drake being booed.
That whole Camp Flognaw piece, that was one of my segments.
Okay. Yeah, man. That shit was some bullshit. He handled that well, young
He handled that
very well. He was cool, composed. He didn't let it go to his ego.
One of the things I was glad I was in the room while they was putting that together is that, you know, everybody wanna run with the he got booed part.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they don't want to talk about the setup of it. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to talk about the 6 or 7 songs that they rock with them on. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just the fact that, you know, the expectation was that there was somebody coming after.
Right.
And when he kind of be like, you know, ain't nobody really coming after me. Y'all want me to stay? They like, oh, hell no. Nah. Where the fuck is Frank?
Right.
Like somebody told him Frank was going to be there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it speaks to the thing that Dave Chappelle talked about with the audience. Like, these motherfuckers out here are the worst.
Yeah, they
motherfuckers to entertain.
It's a little, my thing is, initially I was like, this shit was entitlement. You know what I mean? At its worst, these kids, shit. Come on, dog. Drake is popping. You know what I mean? But it ain't Frank. But my question, though, is how much were they led to believe that Frank Ocean was going to be there? I mean, obviously, if it's not guaranteed, it's not guaranteed. But I want to know how much of it was suggested. How heavy was the suggestion?
I don't think there was no suggestion. I think what's happening is it's a run-up. For the last 3 years, they've been anticipating Frank.
They're bugging then.
So it's a run up. It's like the groupthink run amok. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it builds, and every year this year he put on the flyer, you know, special secret guests again. You know what I mean? So, you know, in these groups and these circles of people who really follow it, they're like, oh yeah, this is the year Frank gonna be here, and that groupthink runs amok till you get to the point where it ain't happened again, and this is live disappointment. It's like Kanye album dropping on a certain day on the internet, right? And then, yeah, it's gonna drop, and then it don't drop, and everybody joins in this discussion. It's part of the internet lore of joining in when the Ye album don't drop.
Mm-hmm.
I guess with this was a live version of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's cancel culture going live as Tyler, the Creator, kind of said in his tweet in response to it.
What did he say?
Like, he said this was like live, like cancel culture live. You know what I'm saying? It's like he was saying that this is fucked up. Like, you know, like he thought he did some good shit, some fire ass shit, and you motherfuckers don't appreciate that.
It's definitely real time disappointment. It's definitely real time disappointment. It's definitely they vocal. I don't know if it's cancel culture.
No, but it's the same. It runs in the same strain.
Of entitlement, you mean? What you mean?
Entitlement, disappointment, groupthink, really. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. More than, you know what I'm saying? We could label cancel culture what it is in different situations, but at the end of the day, it becomes like a groupthink. Like you said, armchair revolutionaries, except mm-hmm. for these people were live with their phones and their vocal cords.
Yeah. Oh, well. It is what it is, man. Old flog.
But on. Drake, you know, he went home, probably wiped his tears with, you know, saying, fresh stack of hundreds.
Something. Shit. Yeah. Yeah, he had a funny tweet. Right. He said, yeah, I got a residency. I'm going to be doing it for the next 30 years or some shit like that, the next 10 years till y'all turn 30. That was cool. It was a cool way to take that L. It wasn't even an right. L, but I was impressed by how composed he was. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it was funny because he's an artist that's been here for a minute now.
Right.
And in that moment when you get booed, you could see that same sense of rejection in his face as you would in a new artist that come out and get booed. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But sometimes that new artist will be like, yo, my name is such and such. You'll go check me out and blah, 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 and keep it moving and still say his name and end gracefully.
Right.
He ended it that kind of way. And it was like, damn, I bet he hadn't had to use that in a long time.
I've been Drake and you guys. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fuck it. It was good, though. He did it well. He could have been like, y'all niggas suck my dick, you know, but I guess the Canadian mannerisms. You right. know what I mean? The guy was raised well.
You know, like when Vlad was on the show and he had a show like that, he was like, you guys don't deserve me.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Oh, man.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, shit, dude. What else is going on with you?
Oh, man, cool. But, you know, Lil Reese, he might not be so cool.
Lil Reese from Chicago?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He got shot last night, I guess.
Oh, killed? What happened? Yeah. I mean, bad?
Nah, he didn't die. He was in critical condition this morning. But, you know, saying they're saying, I guess he stabilized, I'm sure. But he not dead. So... Okay.
That was the former report. He not dead. So y'all go ahead.
Which is a trip because Lil Reese is known for, you know what I'm saying, silence and violence, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like out of he's out of that 300 camp, Chief right. Keith and all them cats, Lil Durk. You
know? Right.
But to me, when I looked at him, he looked the most serious. Even though he don't look like a hard individual, but uh-huh. his eyes look hardened. Like, uh-huh. you know what I'm saying? Right. When that little kid, he was the one that had the beef with the kid, JoJo, who ended up dead. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, in the video leading up to JoJo getting killed, you know, JoJo and them was riding by talking shit out the car. You know what I'm saying?
This was a few years ago, right?
Yeah, yeah, it was a few years ago. Okay. They rode by, and they talking shit, da-da-da-da-da, they drove off. And as they driving off, you get Lil Reese is like, I'm going to kill you, nigga. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kill you. You know what I'm saying? The tone in the nigga voice wasn't like, I'm going to yell this shit. I'm mm-hmm. not finna get out of composure. I'm going to just kill you, nigga. That's just how it sounded. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If I was a movie critic, it was chilling. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 2 days later, that nigga was dead. Which is like, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
As fucked up.
Efficient, as you would say, between the idea and execution.
Exactly. I mean, the speed. I don't know if he did it. I mm-hmm. can't say he did it or not, but you know what I'm saying? It was executed. And, you know, but it just brings you to the point where it's like, you know, these niggas is really in gangs. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like we're talking about entertainers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they really getting shot at.
Yeah, they really shooting and getting shot at. You know what I'm saying? It's really gang shit that, you know, so, you know, my thing is always like, damn, it's not like, you know, a cat got killed in a random argument at the studio or, you know what I mean? Something like that. It's like, this was, I don't know if it was gang shit, but it seemed to be gang shit. Mm. And it's a gangster that's in the middle of it. So is it business as usual or should we feel some type of way?
Where'd he get shot at?
In a car, in the neck.
No, I meant like where, like, in, okay, so he was in a car.
Oh, somewhere outside of Chicago, yeah. Somewhere
it was Chicago. Outside of Chicago.
I mean, it was in Chicago, but like in the suburbs.
Oh, okay. Somewhere in the suburbs. Damn. Yeah, I don't know, man. We'll see what's what with that. Live by the gun, die by the gun, huh?
That's an easy thing to say, you know what I'm saying? But these niggas is really doing it.
I'm saying it's an easy thing to say because it's the truth. It's the truth. That's why I don't live by the gun. I live by the podcast. You know what I mean? So I don't want no gunplay in my life. But if that's what you entertain, you know what I mean? And that's always an option. You know what I'm saying? Like it, you know. So it's unfortunate. It's fucked up. It's also, you know, in the same thing about cause and effect, to jump off the little re-shit, but talking about shooting, supposedly, I haven't read the whole shit, but I think a couple weeks ago I sent you this video of these two battle rappers going at each other, right? And then mm-hmm. one battle rapper had a picture of the other battle rapper's aunt and was talking about how she died and, you know what I mean, how she wasn't, she ain't shit, this, that, and the other thing, wound mm-hmm. up, you know, I'm spitting on his aunt, and he spit on the photo of the aunt and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, that guy was shot and killed.
Really?
Supposedly, I just got a email, I got a little thing, it's on Hip Hop Overlord, I don't know who runs Hip Hop Overlord, but over Hip Hop Overlord, they said, this could be some bullshit, honestly, because this is live action terrible vetting.
Come on with it, speculation report.
The speculation don't even sound good. Gates of God had another rap battle, and we hear this one ended very badly. During the battle, rapper pulled out a picture of the other rapper's dead aunt and dissed her badly during this round. He even spit on her picture, and he said he would do it to her face if she was alive. And here, well, it seems the other battle did not take kind of those words and shot him in the parking lot after the battle.
Oh, damn.
I never heard nothing about that, but this supposedly happens on the 29th.
But there ain't no famous people, so you probably wouldn't. But not that we're going to go strictly on the words of the Hip Hop Overlord, but...
No, but they I think they're famous. I forget the cat's name, but I think the guy's name is actually somewhat famous in battle rap, particularly going too far. But you know, battle rap got a nice little cult following, and I figure if somebody was to be shot and killed, you would at least hear about it, so...
You'll hear about it on the main line.
Yeah, I think it'll make the town line. I think so. I think you You don't feel like it's enough?
No, sometimes it might not make the rounds, you know what I mean? If it don't get outside the circle, it might take a while, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, you know what I'm saying? You know, determining if we're going to put Lil Reese on, you know what I'm saying? And this was something personally, my own self thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, I know who Reese is and I know what it means, but is it like something that I'm gonna put on the waves for a mainstream situation?
Hmm.
Probably not. You know what I'm saying? One, because most people in that space might not know him. One, two, it just opens the door for a whole lot of other conversations surrounding the cat that this particular platform might not be for. You know what I mean? And I don't speak for nobody but myself. This just only what I deal with when I'm sitting at the table and figuring out, okay, what we gonna go with. But Reese, you know what I'm saying, is a gangster. You know what I'm saying? So gangsters getting shot ain't no real news. Lil Reese also is the nigga on the video beating the girl to a motherfucker pulp.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't think Reese really is for news. Reese is for the streets.
Mm.
But Reese ain't die, so it's probably gonna be a situation for some time coming if he can make it back to his feet.
Still a newsmaker.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's the memes going around like Lil Reese got shot and ain't die. I'ma pray for the shooters.
Dang. That shit crazy.
With the little girl sucking the milkshake with her eyes real big.
Now, what's that from?
It's like a meme.
Okay.
It was like, oh shit. Uh-huh. It looked, that's how she looking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the boogeyman. Yeah, that like, shit.
Oh shit.
That shit make your credibility go up too, huh? If we use a video game score, your credibility quotient is going up at least 40%. Getting shot and not dying, and you know what I mean? You get to the studio, uh-oh.
I don't think he's trying to go to the studio either.
Yeah, man, because if you filed them under gangster over rapper, then he probably going.
He probably was a bigger gangster than rapper. I mean, as far as what I could see.
So he probably not looking for an engineer right this second. That's what you're saying.
Nah, he probably, you know what I'm saying, on gang right now.
Damn, man. Yeah, man, so your man Reese, man, he's still alive, you know? You know what I mean? That's the name of the new mixtape, still alive. And I'm on your ass. I'm coming. Yeah, anyway. Speaking of people still alive, man, I was watching Jeopardy, right? And shout out to you, because I went ahead and picked up one of those little digital antennas. So I got my network shows back. You know what I mean? I watched the Jets and the Giants game, all types of wild shit. But I was seeing a clip today from Jeopardy. You know, Alex Trebek is, I think he's got, I think it's prostate cancer, but it's like stage 4, something crazy. And typically, you know, people don't come back from that. He's been battling it for a while, but been shooting Jeopardy all through, like, so much so, like, there's times when he shoots Jeopardy, he can't even stand up. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know what I mean? And he's one of them old school cats that are struggling in silence, but then recently he opened up about it, saying this, he's probably gonna have to step away from the show. He didn't want to, but, you know, it's been pretty hard on him to kind of maintain. Mm-hmm. And you forget how connected you could be to certain people just from watching them on television. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I've been watching Trebek for over damn near 30 years probably. And there was this one, and you know, he's always cool, calm, you know, very, I don't say above it all, but he's, you know, he's very authoritative with his shit. Right. Buttoned up, whatever, don't really show too much emotion. Damn near like the closest to a robot you could get. You know what I mean? God forbid you mispronounce some shit in some type of language, he's going to hit you with the actual pronunciation. You know, so he that cat. But in this most recent, I saw this Jeopardy clip, and I guess it was Final Jeopardy, and the cat didn't have he didn't know what the answer was. So, you know, you could write anything. So he was like, we love you, Alex. You know, we love you, Alex. And you see that shit kind of broke him a little bit. He was like, oh, thank you. But you can see that motherfucker, that shit fucked him up a little bit. That shit made me sad, you know, man? So, yeah, man, shout out to Alex Trebek, man. He's still out here, you know, so.
Yeah, man, he's been holding it down, man, and, entertaining the folks with these questions and hopes for getting money for years.
Way cooler than Pat Sajak, you know.
No doubt.
No shots against Pat Sajak. I just don't fuck with Wheel of Fortune like that, but you know.
I mean, sound like a shot to me.
You know, I mean, look, Pat, you want to take it like that, man, you know where to find me. You hear me? You hear me? Nah, I'm fucking with you, Pat. I don't want no problems.
Live by the mic.
You know? Oh, shit, man. What else is going on, dude?
What's good with you?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling out, man. I've been doing just a bunch of getting some work done. So I've been doing a bunch of work. I told you I just completed some shit that I was excited about that I kind of, I don't say had on the back burner, but it was one of those things that was like, it was pending for a minute and I had to finally sit down and get the shit done. So I'm excited about it. We're going to see how it all fleshes out when it's done. I'm excited about that. On some other shit, I cooked some turkey wings like a nigga grandmother. I cooked some turkey wings like you'd have thought I worked that busy bee. First of all, the fact that a cat is cooking turkey wings shows my palate has changed. You know, that's a grown man palate. Nobody really, that's the lemon pepper of the elders. You know what I'm saying? Actually,
turkey wings making a comeback, man.
They back.
They They got a restaurant out in Houston called Turkey Leg Hut or Turkey Wing Hut.
Okay.
Turkey something Hut.
Okay.
They about to bring it to Atlanta. I see Kenny Burns being an advocate for it. I'm not sure if he's a part of it or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Turkey, I think it's Turkey Leg Hut.
Well, turkey leg, I can see the turkey leg is definitely, it stayed in vogue because it's mad medieval. You know what I'm saying? It looks like, you know, there's the, what do they call it? There's the medieval festival that they have up at Washington Heights, Fort Tryon, where they sell those big ass turkey legs. You know what I mean? They sell them turkey legs at the, what's the shit? The medieval knights, the little, what's the thing where they go, you know,
man,
the joint.
I ain't never been to no shit.
You
like
know
that.
What I'm talking about. I've never been there too, but you know the thing everybody goes. I think it's called medieval knights, where you look like you're at one of these little medieval things. They do the joust, but they feed you big ass turkey legs. My man Matt gonna find out what I'm talking about in a second. But I went to this spot. I went to this little spot out in Brooklyn. I had some turkey wings. Well, I ordered a little turkey wing meal. First of all, the motherfucker gave me one turkey wing, which was like, damn, fam. You know, they husky, but I was like, oh shit, this nigga just gave me one piece of wing. I was like, ah, shit. It didn't match the price point, but it was what it was. It was seasoned very well. And so much so that I had that shit on the brain. So I was walking through Whole Foods of all places and I seen some turkey wings in the joint. I was like, yo, I think I might fuck around, try to make some turkey wings. This is grandma level. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You know, let me see what's what. And, you know, I went online. You know, I be consulting with my little
ancestors.
String. Yeah, sometimes my ancestors. Sometimes I call my grandmother up if I want to. But oftentimes I'll even just go on YouTube, you know what I mean? And do a little round robin of some of my favorite YouTube chefs. You know what I'm saying? There's a few YouTube chefs that, especially in the soul food arena, I forget which cat this cat was. I think his name was Randy Mack or something like that. Shout out to old Philly Boy Jay. He's another soul food cat. There's a couple soul food cats out there that they have pretty good recipes. So I kind of did an amalgam of a few different joints. And when I tell you that shit was fire, that shit was fire, nigga. I was like, yo, I was very proud of myself. It was a little salty. I'm not gonna lie, it was a little salty. I could have held back on a little bit on the seasoning. There's a little saltiness. But other than that, man, that shit was fire. That might be in a new rotation, because the thing is, first of all, you got to cook that shit for about 2 hours. You know what I mean? Let it fall off the bone. You got to have a lot of patience. But right. it was good. It felt good, man. That's where I'm at. That was a high point of the weekend.
A good turkey wing is probably, my wife liked to fuck with a turkey wing.
Yeah. That's in the rotation. That's in the rotation now. That yeah, it's definitely a go-to. So we'll see. I'll probably exhaust the shit out of the turkey wing. But
nah, that's all good, man. Yeah, that's like you say. That's a grown situation right there.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely an adult palate situation. You don't really hear the youth like, yo, let me get a turkey wing. Even though, because I didn't respect the turkey wing growing up. It was cool. They just look gargantuan. They was cool, but for whatever reason, I didn't respect it like I respect the chicken. And now things have changed. So shout out to Turkey Wings. Shout out to the Turkey Wing Renaissance. I do support that. You know what I mean? If Kenny Burns is doing any Turkey Wing influencer propaganda, and he needs an ambassador.
I think he on the leg. So, they might. They might let you in, though.
Okay, well, shit. We'll see what's what. What else did I do? Oh, I watched this movie. Called Atlantic City. And I guess I might have watched it because I played Atlantic City twice this year. And it's so interesting. Like, Atlantic City, just as a city, it's an interesting city to me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, you know, so much... so much going on, at least casino wise, but that it's so it's juxtaposed by, it feels like it's economically depressed in the rest of the city. So it's always one of them cities that, you know, it has a vibe to it, you know? So I seen this video, I seen this movie. I was on Amazon Prime, because that's where I watched Godfather of Harlem. I always fuck that up. I watched Godfather of Harlem through Amazon Prime. So I came across this somehow. It just was on my little next up to watch, Atlantic City. This shit came out in 1980. It's 40 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And just had a nice look. The cover looked interesting. I was like, let me see what this shit is. Yo, it was a good-ass movie. A very good movie. Burt Lancaster, Susan Sarandon. It was a good movie because the storyline was so, it was pretty different. You know what I mean? It wasn't your everyday story. Had a nice little twist to it. Crazy little misdirection in the beginning, which was interesting because the cat that you may have thought was going to be the protagonist played the shit out of his role, and then, you know, or their role, and then when the spin happened, you didn't see it coming. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
I don't want to fuck it up, but I think it's...
I mean, it's an old movie.
Yeah, it's an old movie. It's been 40 years, so, you know, it's definitely...
So, I mean, yeah. You probably going to be our ambassador to this flick.
Yo, but it's one of them old movies that it still feels fresh. You watch it, you get into the story. The story is fresh, it's different, it's nice. Like I told you, the misdirection is cool, the acting is dope. The, you know, just... the world that they built is cool. Like, it's a really good movie. So if you looking for a movie that's about 40 years old to check out, go check out Atlantic City if you've got Amazon Prime. That's my pick for the week.
It's on the free?
I believe, if you got the Prime, it's for the free.
Yeah, yeah, I got the Prime.
So yeah, and check that out, you know.
Atlantic City,
on the free, 1980, Burt Lancaster, Susan Sarandon. That shit is good. I liked it.
White folk movie.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's the 80s. It wasn't, yeah, it was, you know, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like it was a lot of black movies in the genre that was robust like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, but yeah, it's a good movie. It's a good movie, so check it out. What else is going on, man? The fuck else I want to talk to you about? We ain't spoke about these turkey wings already.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's been a tripped out time in the mystical world. Okay. With it being the other day was 11-11, November 11th.
Yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, D. McKee. That's his birthday, man. Yeah, shout out to my man. Word. Yeah.
Shout out to my little brother. It was his birthday, too. Yeah. Shout out to Abdul Aziz.
You know, that's also, I think that's also Singles Day. In China.
Yeah, that's what they were saying, yeah.
Yeah, which is like, I think it's the biggest holiday as far as money being spent.
Yeah, it's Black like Friday.
Yeah. It's like they reward each other for being single. You know what I mean? It's like Valentine's Day for single niggas. You know, single people, it's interesting. But go ahead. You're saying 11-11. What you seeing?
It was 11-11. Then, you know, the Mercury is in the retrograde.
I didn't even know that. I feel like Mercury stay in retrograde, right?
It don't, but it is right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, with the 11s, you know what I'm saying? Everybody always be like, make a wish. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a magic number, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So, you know, I never had a full conclusive idea of what that 11-11 is supposed to mean.
Right.
I just know in my life, when I see a bunch of 11s on the clock all the time, it feel like it's going to be a change. And I've been thinking that shit since about 96.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? Just feel like change, you know what I mean? Good or bad. In the retrograde, you know, they say, you know, your communication's supposed to be off, your technology shit is, you know what I'm saying, be going wonky and shit. You know, I suppose, you know, they advise not to do any new deals within that period, or nothing new during that period.
Right.
And so I was leaving to come to the A. I was talking to one of my shaman ass homeboys.
Yeah.
And he was like, y'all about to start a show now?
Like,
He's like, man, y'all might want to push that back. I was like, nigga, we can't push it back. It's like the Mercury in a retrograde, man. Oh, I was like, man, hey, we can't take it back now. But lo and behold, boys, in technical difficulty after technical difficulty. We beat it, but shit, I be like, man, might be something to this retrograde shit.
When the retrograde lift? When's it lift?
The 20th.
Okay. So
yeah. But the closer that you get to it, you know what I'm saying, it starts, you know, starts to, you know, work its way back down, you know what I mean? So, you know.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
You believe that? You believe it?
Hey, I ain't saying I believe it or not. I'm just motherfucking looking at what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
So you're not like ruling it out?
Unexplicable as shit. You know what I'm saying? They be like, damn, this shit was going very smooth. And then what happened now? You know? So, and then I used to hear Bev talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
But it was one summer I was working on a bunch of projects. I had got my first big project. And sure enough, hard drive just died out of nowhere. I'm just talking about, I got up from the desk, went to the kitchen, and I just heard the hard drive go. I'm like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? Shit wouldn't mount no more. The shit wouldn't come back on. Took it to get, you know what I'm saying, get the data retrieved. He like, man, I can't find nothing on this. Took it to another person. He's supposed to be the deep dive specialist. He was like, man, I can't find nothing on this. Did you back it up? Nigga, I wouldn't be here if I backed it up. You know what I'm saying? And I lost shit like a bunch of money worth of fucking footage that I had projects going. But luckily, the big project that I had going, I had got to the last video in a 5-part series. And they had changes, but I was able to make the changes through piecemeal. You know what I'm saying? Like from an old version, put this back in, shit like that. And luckily, I got out of there without, you know what I'm saying, losing on a big project. So, and then it was Mercury in retrograde. I was like, man, it might be something to it, but I ain't going to buy into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just observing. You know? I ain't going to say it's real. I'm just telling you my observations.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess I respect it. I don't know if I buy all the way into it, because it's just like anything else. It's like if you read a horoscope, and it's like you're gonna find a windfall. Now you're on the lookout. So anything that happens that's in your favor, you're gonna attribute to what you read. Now it could be just a big ass coincidence, or it could have some legitimacy. I don't like to I don't want to rule shit out. You know what I'm saying? It just feels convenient though.
What you think about astrology?
I'm not the biggest fan. Honestly, nobody ever talks about, or maybe not really, but it's cool for like, you know, when you single or whatever, or you dating and shit. You know, I was a Scorpio, so Scorpio is always a good on rent. I guess I still am. You know what I mean?
You used to identify as a Scorpio.
No, I'm still a Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio, but you know what, like, you know, when you're talking, you talk and shit. Oh, you a Scorpio. That's like the on-ramp to freaky shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's an alley-oop. You take that, but then there's the jealousy, and then there's the whatever, and all of that other shit that you got to eat if you want. I think it's whatever. I had a teacher one time in class. He asked everybody what their sign was. And everybody was like, I'm of this, I'm of that. So he handed out, you know, everybody got a paragraph about their sign, you know what I mean, that went with their sign. So you a Gemini, boom, hit you with that. You a Libra, boom, hit you with that. All right, Sag, yeah, boom, 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 boom. All right, y'all read your shit. Does that fit you? Do you feel like that? Do you identify with what that breakdown is that I gave you, that's a specialized based on your sign? Does that does that represent you? Mm-hmm. Raise your hand if you feel like you agree with the synopsis that's based on your shit. So, you know, like, damn near the whole class was like, yeah, you know, one, a couple people was like, nah, I don't know, that ain't really me, you know, da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why don't you think that's you? Well, I feel like such and such, whatever, whatever. At the end of the shit all, he was like, yo, I gave everybody the same piece of paper. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's what you find in it. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. at that point, he kind of, he blew my mind type shit. I was like, ooh, do the knowledge. You know, one of them type of things. So I've always, and, you know, I always had a little, you know, I got a, I'm definitely, maybe even more than a healthy cynic. You know what I mean? I'm definitely going to scrutinize some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, shout out to the people that believe. Because the people, believers on every level, a believer is persuasive. Because a believer believe and they committed. They got conviction so much so that shit could, you could feel it. You know what I mean? It's back to how you were saying when you look at Lil Reese Oz. You believe that nigga crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it's certain motherfuckers when they hit you with that shit about, nah, man, you know, your moon and your stars, them shits wasn't aligned right. So that's what's going on with you. But on the seventh day, everything's going to go back to, you know, to the such and such, because basically it's all based upon the moon shower and whatever, whatever. And they say that shit with such conviction that you just hope that shit is right, because they telling you what you want to hear. You know what I mean? Like, you don't really hear... you're doomed. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's levels to the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, I don't know the knowledge. I don't know all the research, but I, you know what I'm saying? My shaman friend, again.
Yeah.
I might as well go ahead and shout him all the way out. My man's a Kafri.
Okay.
You know, he's a study of all these types of different things.
Yeah.
And he put me on to a different kind of more deep dive into your astrology shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they break it down to the houses, and, you know what I'm saying, it ain't just your sign. Because I never really felt like what people said about Libras, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I might have chalked it up to being a September Libra as opposed to an October Libra.
Mm-hmm.
But I never felt like how they described it.
Okay.
But then when they do this deep dive shit on it, it's not really just based on, like when you born, that's your sun, you know what I mean? But then you got these risings and you got these houses and all this other shit. And then when they put in all your little information, the time you was born, where you was born, in your latitude and longitude,
right?
It was in of agreeance to how I felt, even on the good and the bad, because it don't just give you good shit, it give you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some doom, not doom shit, but shit that's unresolved in your, supposed to be unresolved in your astrological makeup.
Mm.
So it made, you know what I'm saying? It spoke to some real shit, but not, like I said, I ain't no believer, but I was like, oh, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, you know what I mean? But it ain't give you more shit to talk about, because when you get around motherfuckers who know it more intimately, you could have a more knowledgeable approach to the conversation.
Right. Yeah, they speak. They're more informed about it. And they speak with a lot more confidence. You know what I mean? It'll sell you, because they sound like they know what the fuck they're talking about. So,
yeah,
you know,
but people and shit be different. And, you know, but it's some good old baseline information.
Right.
To be like, oh, okay, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? And it actually make you think more about not your astrology, but just more about how to read yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's cool.
Not because you can't just go by the numbers and think, okay, that's me. I'm waiting for all that's supposed to happen with me. You know, sometimes you got to look in the mirror and hold your own self accountable for shit and for what you want to do and how you want to do it.
Have you let Mercury being in retrograde, has it affected how you moving? Are you pushing things a little further?
Nah. I'm here. I move. I'm pushing forward anyway.
Okay.
I'm just paying attention to what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Yeah, they did say the Mercury in retrograde, but I can't stop shit because this show got to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't think it's here to stop nobody. I'm just saying it's just little shit that pop up that be like,
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right. Nah, I can dig it.
I can dig it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Peace to the gods and the earths.
And well. The earths. Word yeah.
Yo, I went out. I meant to tell you this last week before I jet out. I went to, I definitely made a trek out to Wegmans because I was very excited about this shit. Nah, they fucked up with this Wegmans. They ain't even got, they don't have the deli. They don't have the deli. No, and that was the shit. Their whole big thing was like they got this big sandwich shop and they make these made to order sandwiches that are crazy and all of that shit. They put a burger spot in there that was some other shit. And they got like, they got already made sandwiches. Nigga, nobody trying to get, you know what I mean? Nah, nobody doing that. So it was a hell of a L, man. I went all the way out there. I was like, damn. And it's so funny because that's the word. A lot of people saying the same shit. Yeah, they fucked up. They missed the one part of Wegmans that was like what they were all about. It's like Pathmark not doing fried chicken at this spot. I'm like, wait a minute, y'all don't got the fried chicken? No, no, no. We we're doing a baked tilapia.
Right.
What? Anyway, so yeah.
Hey man, there's some breaking news right now. I mean, you know,
it's about the Wegmans shit or something different.
Nah, Colin Kaepernick, he holding some private workouts for NFL teams. He gonna do his own workout, invite all 32 teams
at the house. In the backyard.
Gonna be in Atlanta.
Have him over to the crib in the backyard with the grill.
That's okay. What's happening?
You gonna go?
I'm gonna go, but all the NFL teams gonna go.
Yeah, we gonna see.
You know what I'm saying? That's gonna be the proof in the pudding.
He should have done that when it was Mercury wasn't in retrograde. You think?
I'm trying to tell you.
You know, he should have waited a little longer. Who knows, man? You think he'll get picked up? I hope he get picked up. Make this shit.
I do too. I think, man, it's teams that need him.
Yeah. How long has it been? About 4 years now. How long has it been? About 4 years? Four years?
I don't know.
Something like that. It ain't been super long. Matt. When's the last time Colin Kaepernick suited up? And also, Medieval Times is the name of the thing. Medieval Times. Go ahead.
He was last in the NFL in 2016.
Okay, so 3 years. 3 years. You know. Shit.
Yeah.
He's not even that old, too. I was listening to this. I think he might be 32. He's 32. So, you know, considering, that's a lot of cats in their prime. And some, you know, Brady's like 41. It was Brady. 41, 42, Brady old. So he got some time on the clock. It would be very Disney if he came back and won a damn championship. You know what I mean? Just came back out of the blue, won the championship.
They say the NFL arranged this workout. Maybe this Jay-Z working his hand.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Go ahead, Jay.
Shout out to we'll see. Don't just throw it to Jay. That's speculation.
I know. That's what I'm doing. Right now. I don't know nothing. They know I don't know nothing. I'm reading this off of the Twitters.
Oh, shit. Well, breaking news. Colin Kaepernick is working out again. He's out there for the whole NFL to see.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's cool. Good luck to the cat. I will hopefully pick him up. Somebody get him. We'll see. Anything else you want to say before you transform out of here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, speaking of breaking news and new shit, you know what I'm saying? And pickups and, you know what I'm saying, from guys who've been sidelined by their old employers. Yeah, Central Ave scored a big one. We got Van Lathan coming on. Correspondent. You know what I'm saying? It's a segment that I'm producing called, I'm not going to call it name yet because I might change it by the morning. But yeah, he should air this Friday on Central Ave, on your Fox locations in our target markets right now, the 8 markets that we're in. But for everybody on YouTube, that'll be up on Saturday.
So he's a permanent correspondent now, or y'all just?
Yeah, he'll have a weekly segment with us.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Going out in the world, talking to real people about shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's
up. Yeah, shout out to Van Lathan. He's been real cool in the process, putting this shit together and bringing his voice to what we got going on over here.
That's cool, man. I saw that kind of, not working, but I saw
Will Packer kind of hint that in that Breakfast Club interview. So it's good to see free agency work.
Yeah, one done back then.
But that's good.
Deal one done back then.
That's good free agency energy. Hopefully, Colin get a little bit of that same type of energy.
So that's it on my end, man.
All right. Well, shit. Let the people know where you're going to be at this week.
Hey, man, shit. I'm going to be home on Friday, goddamn.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? See my family and lay in my own bed. Kick it in New York City for a minute and then, you know, see what it do. Then I'll be back.
That's what's up. That's what it is.
Other than that, you can catch me at Mr. Muhammad on Instagram, at Mr. Muhammad on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And shit, on that goddamn Central Ave on your Fox station.
There it is. I'll be at Eastville Comedy Club this Friday. Two shows that Friday the 15th. And in between now and then, you can catch me back here. And in the meantime, fuck that whole thing up. But in the meantime, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
The conversation.